This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Speaker of the House Taylor Barra agreed yesterday to approve $119 million in additional state revenue for next fiscal year, ending a significant stalemate between Governor John Bel Edwards and Republican leaders in the House. State economists have been saying Louisiana's income will increase next fiscal year. The money can't be allocated until all members of the Revenue Estimating Conference approve the estimate. Over the last 5 months, Barra has been the only member of the REC to reject the new numbers.
My issue from November till now has been, let's make sure we get that number as close as we possibly can.
Barra says he held off on recognizing the new forecast until more economic data was available, figuring the more time they gave it, the more accurate the forecast would be.
I am in full agreement that these are as close as we can get.
Governor Edwards, on the other hand, criticized the GOP opposition, calling it a political ploy. With the new revenue numbers settled, the debate now turns to how to spend the money. Barra says the legislature isn't required to spend it all.
I think there will be a long list of requests to spend it all. I'll let the Appropriations Committee work through that.
Lawmakers are expected to request that TOPS be fully funded. The scholarship program is currently about $12 million short. $119 million isn't quite enough to fully fund the governor's budget proposal, which includes increases in education funding. Representative Robert Johnson is head of the House Democrats.
Well, certainly it's going to help, but in terms of putting that money in the classroom, that's going to be an issue, and that's an issue that I think we're all going to have to deal with this session.
In addition to teacher pay raises, Edwards wants to increase the amount of money spent on each public school student at a cost of about $39 million. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.